Have you got a business that you want to get out there in a way that feels really good? Well, for the past 7 years, I've worked with solopreneurs just like you to help them market and grow their businesses online in a way that suits them. So whether you're quirky, quiet, or quite overwhelmed by the thought of social media marketing, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your roller skating and mum of two host, Miranda Ivy, and if you've been waiting for uncomplicated ways to promote your business that suits your personality, then you're 100% in the right place. I can't wait for you to get your fabulous self out into the world. Let's do this. Hey there, and welcome to this fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your very fabulous host who, as an 80s flash mob dancer for the cassettes last Saturday night, performed at two parties, which I have to say, at my age, with my limited dance background, but my serious love of interpretive dance, I think I found my dream calling. That, and of course, running Facebook ads. Now, there's no doubt about it that over the past few years, the Facebook ads marketplace has become a lot busier. There's a lot more people advertising on it. And what I've found is that most people who complain about not getting any results, well, it's usually like, what am I going to say? I'm not going to say 99%, but probably around 80 to 90% of the reason why you're not getting Facebook ads results is usually because you're running the wrong type of campaign. Now, that means that whenever you head into Facebook ads land, or even if you're hitting boosted post on one of your posts because Facebook told you it's a high-performing post and you should do this to reach more people, those types of posts aren't really designed to, those types of ads, because even a boosted post is an ad, aren't really designed to send people to your website and either make a purchase or, say, sign up to your list builder, like your lead generator. The best type of campaign to run for that, and what I'm going to be sharing today, which is how to get conversion ad ready, is a conversion ad. It's even called that in the name, like a conversion ad. Like it's saying like, hey, do you want people to convert on your website? Then run a conversion ad. It's probably one of the very few things in Facebook Ads Manager that is actually labeled correctly. The rest of the time, they're trying to send you to the Events Manager, and of course your pixels hiding in your data source. So if you've been a little bit confused about what type of ad to run, and also which type of ad is going to get the best bang for your buck, well, this episode is for you. I'm going to tell you in hopefully fairly simple layman's terms what you want to have ready before you head into Ads Manager. This is a really big part of it. You know, there's a lot of things in online marketing that we can kind of fudge our way through. Like, I don't know heaps about creating a podcast, but I know enough in GarageBand to get by and create these episodes. Same goes with creating Instagram Reels. I may not be the world's best videographer, but I can put a little bit of a text overlay on top of my video and call it a reel. Now, unfortunately, I think it has to do with it being quite a different interface for a lot of people to deal with. As I said, things aren't labeled normal names. So that's why Facebook Ads Manager can be a little bit confusing for a lot of people, a little bit for a lot. And that's why I love to help people get ready before they're even heading into Ads Manager. So that by the time that you are ready to start creating your ad, you're just like, oh, this is really simple. It's kind of just like putting the pieces of the puzzle together. So let's dive in. So the first thing, if you're running any type of ads on Facebook, is to include your Facebook tracking pixel. This is a little bit of code that you get from Facebook Ads Manager. Actually, it's hiding in the Events Manager of Ads Manager. Of course it is. Thanks, Facebook, for making everything so obvious for everybody who wants to know it. In fact, they don't even really call it a tracking pixel in the back of Ads Manager. They call it like your pixel ID and creating your pixel. And, you know, if you want to find it, you need to click on this button and that button. And it can get a little bit overwhelming. So Fortunately for you, I have written a blog post, which I will link to in the show notes, of where you can find that tracking pixel. And usually, depending on the type of software you've got, if you're running like a WordPress website or a Shopify or Squarespace, hopefully once you've done this once, you don't need to do it again. I did notice the other day I was in someone's Show It website and we did need to put it she hadn't put it on the global settings and I hadn't quite found where that was. So we were putting it on a page by page basis. Hopefully for you, you're able to find that pixel, put it on your website. If you need to, you can check that it's installed correctly, either in Ads Manager or by using the Facebook Pixel Helper little Chrome browser extension. Oh, I know, it's just so easy for people to know all this stuff. The good news is there's people like me who are hopefully able to explain it in layman's terms so that you can take action and do it yourself. As I said, there's going to be a link. You can head to my website to find out more on Facebook tracking pixels. Now, when it comes to running a conversion ad, this is where people get a little bit confused and they go, too hard, I'm just going to run a traffic ad. And this is why. When it comes to running a conversion ad, you need a two-step process. That is, somebody clicks on your ad and lands on a landing page. That's what I call it, a landing page. Usually that's where they're going to be opting in for like your freebie or your lead magnet. And they're going to go, wow, is this for me? Oh my God, this person is totally speaking my language. Wow, I can't wait to sign up. So they enter their name, their email address, and click the button. On that button, click event. Again, when somebody clicks the button, I'm trying to talk in normal person speak. When somebody clicks that button to say, send me the lead magnet, this is what needs to happen. They need to go to a second page with a different URL in order for you to be able to make a conversion event happen within your Ads Manager. Okay, so this is the first step, having those two pages available. I'm often testing people's lead magnets and like landing pages for them. And the number one thing that I say to them is, you haven't taken me to a different page. Sure, the text on that page has changed. It's changed to, thanks for signing up. However, you haven't taken me to a completely separate URL. There is another way to sort of deal with it on the button click event within Ads Manager. But for the most part, for everyone, for the sake of simplicity, please just set it up so that they're going to a separate thank you page. Now, I've recently run an Unlock the Power of Your Lead Magnet kind of workshop where we talked a lot about the power of this thank you page. When you think about it, it kind of is a pretty magical page that most people totally disregard and put on it like, hey, head over to your inbox now to get the free guide. When in actual fact, let's talk about it for a moment. Of all the things that your potential customer could be doing right now, of all the scrolling they could be doing, of all the other content they could be consuming, somehow you have magicked the internet to conjure up a customer who has not only landed on your landing page, but has then entered their details to receive your lead magnet. And then for the most part, and I'm going to say a good 95% of the internet says, hey, send a goodbye, go to your inbox, in that kind of a voice. When in actual fact, more people will visit your opt-in thank you page than will ever visit your sales page. So why are we sending them away? The whole point of my workshop that I have just run is all about optimizing that page and really making the most of it so that people feel welcome. You're letting them into your way of thinking. Essentially, you're trying to change their mind in some ways about the way that they've been thinking. You're letting them know your process. One of the people who was part of the workshop is a tarot reader, and we talked about how she could really make people feel welcome and utilize that thank you page to help people who might be sitting on the fence and wondering what even happens in a tarot reading session. She's able to really utilize that thank you page with a really welcoming video and talking about that and and some other pretty cool stuff around optimizing that and converting people into customers, which I am a big fan of. So when it comes to running ads, you don't need to have done all of that beforehand, of course not, but if you are going to be running conversion ads and you actually want people to turn into customers and you want to make the most of the money that you are spending, I would encourage you to think really strategically and strongly. And you can, of course, check out my workshop or my upcoming course where you get the workshop for free as a bonus. But you've got to make the most of that thank you page, because otherwise you're just going to be spending money on your conversion ads. I mean, it's awesome that somebody has hit that thank you page, of course. And that sends, when you've set it up within Facebook Ads Manager, that then sends that conversion event back to the Facebook Ads Manager when someone lands on it, so that you're able to know what's going on with your ads. But that's a few steps forward. So far we've got the tracking pixel. Next up we've got thank you landing page, then the thank you page. And then usually you're going to have some kind of a welcome email sequence. You don't want someone to land on that thank you page, here's your thing, and never speak to them ever again. Again, it's a waste of your money. If you're not emailing those new leads regularly that have come in from your ads, why even bother running ads in the first place? It's pretty simple. So once you've got those four things ready, as I kind of alluded to a little while ago, I mentioned this thing called a conversion event. Now, this is where people get their knickers in a knot and they get upset and they say to me, it's so confusing, I can't do this. But that's why I want to show you how to do it. That's why I'm running my upcoming One Amazing Ad course, where it is going to be all about creating conversion ads, and we are going to create that conversion event in the very first call. It's kind of why I've been banging on a lot about getting ready for conversion ads, because honestly, I'm going to run this course and I want people like you to be able to set up and run a really great ad all within a month. It can be kind of tricky if you're also trying to get your thank you page sorted and you don't know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to let you in on the process so that you can get really ready for it. So when it comes to creating this conversion event, what we're going to do is we're going to take that thank you page URL, like I said, you're going to have it ready, and we're going to pop that in to your events manager. Click a few buttons, and all of a sudden, you're going to be sending data back to the Facebook Ads Manager, because remember, you got your tracking pixel installed. Every time someone sees one of your ads or clicks on one of your ads, and then ends up signing up to your lead magnet, hitting that thank you page and giving you what is called a cost per conversion or a cost per lead. So that's the cost that it might take you for, of how much it'll cost in terms of your ad spend to grow your mailing list. Why do we want to grow our mailing list? Well, if you remember a few episodes ago when I talked to Angela Ponsford, the thing is, most people aren't quite ready to buy immediately. Think about yourself. When was the last time you saw maybe a post on someone's socials and thought, geez, that's exactly why I didn't know I needed that $997 program until you posted about it. Gosh, thanks so much. I'm going to buy it now. Yeah, probably never. So if you're wanting to sell online, mainly kind of services and also programs, this can work for e-commerce too, because again, with e-commerce, depending on like the buyer cycle and how long maybe your customers are looking around, it depends on what you're selling always. But if it's not some sort of a quick fix and maybe it's a little bit high price point and it's something that people are considering, usually they're going to need to get to know you better. One of the best places to do that is, of course, getting them off the very busy world of social media, getting them to sign up to your lead magnet, oh my goodness, and then communicating with them on a regular basis via email, you know, offering value, offering offers, offering different ways to work with you so that they can get to know you better. It's kind of online marketing in a nutshell. But where this often starts, if you're sort of not building that momentum on your own in terms of like organic posts, people, maybe a few people are signing up to your lead magnet, which is a really great indicator that it's a good one. People just do that off the bat, like just like, oh, cool, you got this thing. Can't wait to sign up for it. That's a really great indicator that that could be a really good lead generator to run for your conversion ads. Okay, so keep that in mind. If people have sort of organically signed up to something and you're listening to what I'm here to say, saying today, I have spoken a lot today, so I can't talk anymore. What you want to do is go, great, some people are signing up to that organically. Do I have my Facebook tracking pixel installed? Yes. Got my landing page, got my thank you page, I've got my email sequence. I am ready for Facebook ads. Miranda, tell me more. Well, luckily you've asked me that, dear listener, because coming up during April, I will be running these pre-accelerator calls ahead of One Amazing Ad starting. As I said, I really kind of want you to be ready to hit the ground running with my program that starts on the 2nd of May. So on April 6th and also 27th, there will be some extra calls, which is where I'm going to be offering you live feedback on your lead magnet, landing page, thank you page offer, and also anything else that comes to mind. How cool is that? So we're going to have those calls. I'm going to give you some pre-homework. So when it comes to that course starting, you're going to be in such a good position. It's almost like you've already pre-done like your homework. I don't know about you, but that gets me really excited. There's also going to be a bonus sort of live workshop coming up that's all about what's working now on Facebook ads. Because you too, if you are interested in lead generation, if you have a really great business, if you're kind of like feeling like more people need to know about what it is that I do, I put a lot of effort in, it's really great. The people who have experienced it have had really great tangible results, then you deserve to have more people know about it. It doesn't need to cost the earth, but you do need to do it the right way. As I said, Facebook ads can be a little bit confusing and they can kind of block you out in terms of the terminology. Lucky for you, I'm here and I am going to guide you towards creating your one amazing ad. The doors have just opened and there is a very special early bird discount of $150 off until the 6th of April. That is before the pre-accelerator call, of course. So if you'd like to jump on in, you can head to the show notes or mirandaivy.com/amazingad. Amazing dash ad, I should say. They're of course on my socials. If you've got any other questions around conversion ads not quite explained properly, or you'd like to know a bit more info, head to my download as well, which is the right objective, which you can head to in the show notes. There's lots of awesome ads content coming out of me right now. And yes, I will be bringing the goods on more ads chat next week. I can't wait to share it with you. Until next time, stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.